This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today, let's meditate on life of Naomi. Naomi is such an interesting woman of the Bible, mentioned in the book of Ruth that she had her husband named Elimelech and two sons named Mahlon and Chilion. Her husband decided it was best to move to a country named Moab, where there was severe famine in Judah. Sometime after settling in Moab, Naomi's husband dies. Then her two sons marry Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. But about 10 years later, both her sons die as well, leaving Naomi a childless widow. Naomi, who later changes her name to Mara, which means bitterness, opposed to Naomi meaning sweet. Naomi decided to return to her homeland. She was a very loving mother-in-law. Instead of being selfish at her old age, she shows kindness to her daughters-in-law and expresses gratitude for taking good care of her family. She's concerned about their welfare, wishing they would have comfortable lives in their mother's place, and also advises them to move on in their lives and blesses them with good future. Initially, both the daughters-in-law wanted to go with her, but Ruth persists till the end. This tells us the amount of love they received from her. What a beautiful testimony. These women could have been at odds due to their different faiths and nationalities, but they showed deep kindness and love for each other. To think of parting ways with each other grieved them. Naomi's life must have been a beautiful testimony of God for them to desire a life with her and follow her home. Naomi explains the difficulties she may face in the future. She assumes God is against her and also understands the reason to some extent. She must have pondered over the sequence of events in her life and also God's allowing of deaths in the family. Although her pain is intense, though she is prepared for the upcoming hard situations, she wants her daughters-in-law to be comfortable and stress-free in their mother's place. She not only says no to them, but explains to them clearly how and why she has to face uncertain struggles in future. What a loving mother-in-law! She analyzes and tries to convince them about the hopeless lives that might lie ahead for them if they choose to be with her. Only when Naomi understood Ruth's persistence, she stops urging her to go back. The whole town was excited to see Naomi. This conveys that she is a kind and loving person, and this is the reason for her to receive such a warm welcome from them, even after being away for many years. Naomi knew her situation well. She realizes what she had and what she has lost, and also confesses to people about what happened in her life. It takes a lot of courage to do it. She is not afraid of how people will treat her and her daughter-in-law by confessing. There are huge chances of the society looking down upon them. Naomi had felt bitter, but her faith in God was still alive, and she praised God for Boaz's kindness to Ruth. In her sorrow, she still trusted God and acknowledged His goodness. Naomi is responsible, unselfish, and is concerned about Ruth's welfare. Her advice seems strange, but she is not suggesting Ruth to seduce Boaz. Naomi was telling Ruth to act in accordance with Israelite custom and law. It was common for a servant to lie at the feet of the master and even share a part in his coverage. By observing this custom, Ruth would inform Boaz that he could be their kinsman redeemer. Naomi sends Ruth to a right person with the right plan. Ruth followed the advice because she knew Naomi was kind, trustworthy, and filled with moral integrity. By doing this, she becomes the wife of Boaz and the grandmother of King David, and comes in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What an amazing blessing! God brought great blessings out of Naomi's tragedy, even greater than seven sons or an abundance of hares. Throughout her tough times, Naomi trusted God, and God in His time blessed her greatly. Be like Naomi and don't turn your back on God when tragedy strikes. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we come to your throne of grace. Thank you, Lord, for enabling us to meditate on life of Naomi. There are certain qualities in her which are quite challenging to our lives, Lord. That kind of unselfishness, kind behavior, loving attitude. Lord, enable us to inculcate in our lives in loving others, serving others, Lord, according to your will, Lord. I ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.